that sound you didn't hear.
Within the sound of silence.
Was the Michigan Supreme Court saying not yet to a group trying to stop fracking in Michigan? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So there's a group called the Committee to Ban Fracking in Michigan, and it is now on its third try to get a question on the ballot.
To ban a controversial process used to drill for hard-to-reach pockets of natural gas.
The group says the problem is that the state keeps stacking the deck, making it too hard for a grassroots group to get a question before voters.
Their specific gripe, the 180-day window for gathering signatures.
Because if you want to create or change a law in Michigan without the state legislature, you can put a question on the ballot for voters to decide. But in order for the question to appear on the ballot, you've got to get enough signatures within a 180-day window. And that's a heavy lift.
So groups that want to try and initiate laws like this, well, they almost always have to hire professional signature gathering firms.
Which means raising millions of dollars to pay the people gathering signatures.
And that means the ballot process pretty much belongs to business groups, unions, and other deep-pocketed institutions.
So this past week, the state Supreme Court said no to the committee's legal challenge to the 180-day rule. But not because they said the law is okay.
Rather, they said it's not time. The way lawsuits work is you have to show you've suffered an actual harm before you can sue.
The court is basically saying, hey, go ahead, collect your signatures, turn them in, and then if you get turned down because you weren't able to do it within 180 days, then you can sue.
What we're going to do is collect all the signatures, file a new lawsuit, and that's exactly what they're telling us to do. So that's what we'll do.
That's Luann Cosma with the Committee to Ban Fracking in Michigan.
They want the state to count all of the signatures that they've gathered since May of 2015.
Because they say the framers of Michigan's 1963 Constitution never envisioned such tight restrictions around ballot drives. And now they've got some backup.
It's been intended to be difficult, but not almost impossible.
Enter attorney Jeff Hank. He works with petition campaigns also trying to gather signatures. One to legalize marijuana in Michigan, another to shut down the energy pipeline, Line 5, that runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac.
And Hank also says 180 days is not enough to gather signatures. And that means we could see lawsuits this fall, arguing the specific language of the state constitution, as well as maybe federal First Amendment arguments that this time limit is an undue burden on ballot access.
Republicans tried to double down on the 180-day rule last year with a law signed by Governor Rick Snyder. It was backed by business groups who were very opposed to the anti-fracking ballot drive.
But the five-decades-old constitutional language on petition drives is actually mushy enough that it's always been open to interpretation and reinterpretation. These ballot campaign washouts could actually upend how Michigan handles petition drives.
She said, baby, things change. I said, but I feel the same. She said, well,
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.